time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
And he says...
I say, good morning to you, Mikey. How's life treating you?
Not too bad, Phil. How about you?
Yeah, good. It's a bit of a bloody grey old day out there.
Oh, stop your moaning. What about yesterday? The blast furnace was on. It was great.
Yeah, it was hot yesterday. And I'm a big gay out, of course, on...
I was going to ask that. First topic I was going to say, Pride weekend. I didn't have anything to do with it myself, unfortunately, but I was otherwise engaged in a million trillion other things. But was it good? Was it good? Did you represent? Did the city come out spectacularly?
Yeah, look, it was good. I was able to announce that actually Auckland Council was the first, or Auckland City was the first... council in the country to get the rainbow community tick, which means that, you know, we are an inclusive city and we are friendly to the diversity of the city and, you know, support people in all parts of our community. And that's what, you know, Big Gay Out is about, you know, encouraging people to be who they are, recognising the right of people to love who they choose, and a very serious message, though, at the end of that. You've got the right to love who you like. You also have the responsibility to protect yourself and your partner. And, you know, New Zealand AIDS Foundation has always sponsored the...
who are awesome, by the way.
Yeah, they do a great job. And, you know, free testing there, just getting that message across about, you know, using safe sex techniques, etc. All of that's pretty straightforward. But for, I think, just about everybody there, there's a whole mixture... political parties and different organisations. People were there enjoying it, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the music. And
did you go through to the next day, or did you just pretty much just stay for the party at the park?
I just did. I had another Chinese New Year out. And,
oh, right. Oh, yeah, so you can't do an all-nighter then. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I wasn't about to do an all-nighter. And then I had an Indian radio program. So it's the usual Sunday. You're trying to spread yourself over a number of different events. But, yeah, no, I thought it was a good event last year.
It was going to look like it was going to be a bit a bit sort of messy at one stage there. Look, there's all sorts of power plays going on and the whole thing might have been in jeopardy. What happened? Did they all pulled it together in time?
Yeah, I don't think there's any particular controversy around the Big Gay Out. There was, of course, around the Pride Parade and different opinions within the gay community about that. And, you know, I didn't get to the march they had, but from all accounts that went
pretty well, apparently.
Quite a good celebration, yeah.
Cool. It's nice. It's really nice, I think, that Auckland, that we do celebrate that, because not that long ago it was very frowned upon, and everyone was a little bit stupid about it.
I remember I was MP for the Holy City of Mount Roskill at that time.
Did you say the Holy City of Mount Roskill?
because it was.
I went to your office there, didn't I?
Yeah. It had a very strong evangelical, community within the electorate, and I was told. My support for the Crimes Amendment Bill, which legalised consenting homosexual activity between adults, I was told.
Because before that it was illegal.
It was illegal, yeah. It was just crazy. It was Victorian age. And I was told, one, I'd lose my seat, and two, I'd go to hell. Now, I didn't lose my seat that election, so I proved that part of the prophecy.
But now you're the mayor of hell, huh?
I'm still waiting to test the second proposition, but hopefully that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Good. Now, tell us about this tax dodge that's been reported. Auckland City Council considering a $220 million tax dodge.
Whatever can they be talking about?
Let me read it for you.
No, what they're talking about is the...
I'll read the beginning of the report.
So that if we transfer property between a council-controlled organisation and the council parent body, that will now be taxable. And we were looking at Panuku, which is our development agency, and they've got about $800 million worth of property. And if they transfer that property after they've completed the development potential of it back to council, which has the underlying ownership of it, then we would be paying a third tax on that transaction. And, you know, I thought government was looking, and to be fair, this was legislation passed by the previous government, I thought government was looking at trying to revenue share from central government to local government, and this looks pretty much like central government wanting to to take more money from local government.
It is if you're local government, but it's also but if you're a business and you're making stupid amounts of money dodging tax, then it's if you just think a step back from your position, and you say that you're a corporation or something like that, or a business in New Zealand, and you're able to dodge around paying that amount of tax. This is a way of trying to tidy it up so that you pay the tax that you're due to pay. You know that you should be paying.
But it's not dodging tax. You know, we own the council controlled organisations, and sometimes the ownership stays with the of land. Stays with the council, and sometimes it goes to our subsidiary body. We're not looking to dodge tax.
But when you say subsidiary body, is it still owned by the council?
Well, we own. You know, so if you take Panuku, it is a 100% subsidiary of the Auckland Council. It's our development wing of council, and sometimes they are developing land that we still own as a council, and sometimes, say, in the example of West Haven, they own the land as well as managing it. Now, if they were to say, say Panuku, we decided that we no longer needed a council-controlled organisation of that nature, and after the 1st of July, the land passed back to the parent body, we would be paying tax on it, even though it's simply gone from a council-controlled organisation to council itself. Auckland ratepayers would be forking out a couple of $100 million, and that doesn't seem to be a great proposition to us. What is gained by that? I know what is lost from it is very clear. Auckland ratepayers would be paying to central government a couple of $100 million for no other reason than the formal title of the land is passed to the council parent body from the council subsidiary body.
Can you understand why that legislation's been passed, though?
No, in relation to councils, I can't, because it's not.
But councils can't rejig it for councils, can you?
Well, that's the way it's always been for councils. You could have the ownership either with a subsidiary body or with the council itself. No tax dodge involved in it. It's all publicly owned asset. We're not speculating.
It's just proper accounting, isn't it? It's not a tax dodge. Or it is a tax.
It's reluctant to use the word tax dodge.
So what else should we call it?
We're not a profit making organisation. We get our money from the community, and we spend our money back on the community. But this would be simply an additional levy on Aucklanders that would be paid to central government, and I can't see a good reason why that should happen. I'm sure there's a technical tax expert reason, but if you use your common sense, you'd say, well, this is one body, the taxpayer, taking money off another body, the ratepayer, even though the ownership remains within the broader council entity, even if it's passing from the subsidiary to the parent. It doesn't make much sense, but what we can do, and we've written to Inland Revenue to make sure that we're doing it legitimately.
Dear Inland Revenue. Yeah.
To Inland Revenue, we're saying, well, look, in that case, the land that we might as well pass the land back to council now to protect its value for the ratepayer. Otherwise, this is just going to be another $200 million burden on the Auckland ratepayer. And hey, who wants that? Who benefits?
Certainly not the ratepayer, obviously.
There's
other things to put their money towards. Let's talk about current funding round for Auckland's Creative Community Scheme, which closes later this month.
Yep.
To tell us why the Auckland City Council funds the Auckland's Creative Community Scheme.
Yeah, look, I haven't got the specific details of that. I think that's being done through one of the council committees. Obviously, you know, council makes grants to community organisations.
Funded by Creative New Zealand and administered by Auckland Council, the Creative Community Scheme encourages communities to make arts and culture an enriching part of everyday life for Aucklanders. That's us, Phil. That's your through art, music, dance, filmmaking, toi Māori, Pacific arts, weaving, writing, poetry, and theatre.
Okay, so the money's coming out of Creative New Zealand, and we're distributing it. So, that sounds.
Who gets it first?
That sounds great, and there'll be, for all of the creative community out there, they'll know the procedures that they go through in order to make application for that funding.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. I'll speak to you again this time next week.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, catch you later. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goth.